questions?
3 times in 4 years now that you've beaten Penn in this building, and for this, as with the last time you played in here, it was pretty comprehensive. It must satisfy you quite a bit.
Yeah, anytime you win, it's satisfying. You know, I hardly think of the opponent and take, you know, solace in the fact that we beat Penn. It's just anytime you get a win, you feel good about it. And, you know, Penn has been on top of the league for quite some time right now, and I guess it does add a little extra because, you know, they've been so good. And to be compared with a team that's, or to beat a team that is considered to walk away with the league does feel good, I guess, in retrospect.
You're right there tied with them in first place.
Say it again?
You're right there tied with them in first place. Well, ahead on the tiebreaker, depending on whether Cornell does tonight,
So would you, I'm sorry, is there a question there?
The question, your thoughts on being tied in first.
Well, I mean, it's funny. Several years ago, we did this, and I made the mistake of saying it's good to be the king. And what I meant by that was that it was good to be in first place. And, you know, anytime you're in first place, that feels good. And it gives our kids a chance to go out and to play for something every week and to know that they're going to be marked men, that everybody's going to want a shot at them and we're going to get everybody's best effort. And that's just another experience that my kids are going to get.
Coach, could you talk about, other than getting him in some foul trouble, what you guys did to sort of control Mark Zoller tonight?
Well, you know, Mark is a great player, and he will be the player of the year in the league, or E.B. Jabber will be one of the two guys, I suspect. And I thought our guys made a conscious effort to make sure we knew where he was everywhere on the floor, and double him when he got the ball in the post, because I think he's very effective there. But what he's been more effective is shooting the ball from the perimeter. And he got some open looks, and thankful for us, he didn't knock him down.
Is this Penn team under Glenn Miller doing things different defensively, in your opinion, than they did under Dunphy?
You know, it's hard to speak to that. You know, I didn't watch last year's game against Penn, but I do know that, you know, Dunph did a really good job defensively. You know, I think that was one of the things that, you know, I always liked about his teams, was that if you got 60 points, it's because you earned 60 points. You know, there wasn't too many freebies against Coach Dunphy's teams. And anyway, so I give Dunphy a lot of credit to what he was able to do defensively with his teams.
James, talk about the play of Casey and what he did in the boards and what he did maybe to slow Jabber down.
Well, you know, Casey is the biggest, strongest, most athletic kid, as is his position in the league. And he makes it very difficult to get shots off. And he makes you work for everything you get, especially when he's playing under control and doing things that we ask him to do. And he had a game in the first half. He had 10 points and 7 rebounds in the first half. So that was almost a stat line for a game for him. And he was able to step up in the second half. And, you know, when you ask a kid to guard the best player on the other team and to stop him and to rebound the basketball and to score, you're asking a lot of a kid. And Casey, as a senior, is able to produce that.
Sam Kaplan out with injury, has he stepped up more as a leader on the floor?
You know, he's been a lot more vocal in our locker room and in practice, and that's where you really need it, to make sure guys bring it to practice every day and come ready to play. And he's done a really good job at making guys understand that. We had a sweep last weekend, and we had a meeting in this room, and he talked about making sure we practice well so we could play well this weekend. And so he certainly has a voice, and, you know, as a younger player, I'd probably be scared of him, and I'd do whatever he said because he's kind of intimidating from time to time.
James, is this Matt Kyle's best all-around game?
You know what? Matt Kyle has been doing this in practice every day, and if we could ever keep him on the floor, he'd have an opportunity to do some things. And he certainly was really good and big for us tonight. But, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg for Matt. I think he's a very, very good college basketball player. And I would love to have redshirted him his freshman year and have him as a sophomore right now. But, you know, we got a year and a half to go with him. And I look forward to watching his progress over the next couple of years.
The guy who had a big night tonight, Eric Flato.
Well, Eric's our guy. I mean, Eric makes the wheels go. He drives the bus. And, you know, he did a great job. He got off to a slow start in the first half. He had 3 turnovers in the first half, and he got off to a slow start, didn't make some good decisions, but he makes big baskets. And the thing about Eric, his confidence level is so much higher than it was. I just thought about, you know, playing at Penn last year, and I thought he might have been a little nerved. And now that's not the case. He's got his wits about him. He understands his role, and he goes out, and he plays great for us.
Coach, 2 nights in a row you've gone to Travis and he's given you some good defensive support. Say something about that.
Well, you know, Travis, again, you know, we're fortunate to have a kid like that who comes off the bench. I would suspect Travis would start for most teams in the conference. I would suspect he would. And to have a kid like that come off the bench with his energy is just a tremendous benefit for our team. And it's hard to find a minute sometimes because he's not a two-man. He's basically a three. And when Casey Hughes plays the way he did tonight, it's hard to take him off the floor. So we try to mix him in a little bit at the four spot because Sam Kaplan's out. And we just try to get him some extra minutes there because he can do a lot of things for us.
Any other questions?